If you're about to begin middle school and you're stressing, this is the podcast for you. Here we will be giving you the major points you need to know to have the best middle school experience.
We will talk about organization, how to keep out of the drama, to always try your best, how to get involved and how that will benefit you, how to manage your time and homework.
Take it from us. Middle school is not as hard as everyone makes it out to be. As long as you do the above, your middle school years should run smooth and be enjoyable.
Every day you dread waking up and going to school. It's a never-ending circle. Wake up, go to school, do work, go home, do homework, sleep, then do it all over again for the rest of the year. Sounds boring, right? Well, if you want something to spice up your year, you should consider joining a club or a sports team. This will help with expanding your social circle. Through the years, you tend to hang with the same people, but if you join something new, you can make new friends. I'm a current 8th grader, and let's just say that joining the theater program has been a life changer. I have made a lot of friends, and they feel like a second family. Joining the program also allowed me to find something I was passionate about. You could also do this by joining a sports team. Joining something also allows you to look forward to something throughout the days. Yes, you have to go to school, and yes, you have to go and do the work, but you go through the day knowing you can hang out and do something you feel passionate about at the end of the day. After reading this, you may want to join something, but listen to this first. Joining a team or group means less time when you get home. You need to make sure you stay on top of your schoolwork and homework. Most schools will kick you out of your group or off the team if you have low grades. So joining a team or a group is always a great idea as long as you manage your time and keep up your grades. Your year will be fun and eventful.
One key component to getting your schoolwork done is managing your time well and not procrastinating. If you have a test or a quiz, make sure you organize all of your papers from that topic and study it from the day your teachers announce your exam. Trust me, I have had my fair share of procrastination moments. Everyone always gets lectured about this, but it'll really help you in the long run. Never wait until the last minute to study because you'll fail your exam. Make sure you don't wait to do your homework. Do it right when you get home so you can remember everything you did that day.
When you enter middle school, you will get a lot more papers, homework, and other items that you'll need to keep organized in order to stay in order and not become a train wreck. If you don't keep all of your things organized, then you will have a very hard time making sure you pass things in and making sure you have specific papers to study with. Believe it or not, organization can affect your grade to a certain extent. If you keep losing things because you are not organized, that can affect your grade a varying amount. If you lose a piece of homework, your teacher will mark it missing. You will either have the chance to redo that assignment, or your teacher will just put a zero. Either way, you will probably get points deducted from your final grade. To fix this, it is simple. Personally, I keep separator tabs to organize and separate my work. This prevents my things from getting too mixed up and out of order. Always put things in your binder or folder when you get papers like tests or quizzes back. Just make sure that you don't have a folder of death, as my teacher calls it. Don't have papers all over the place in one folder that is falling apart or ripping. Organization will be easy if you make it easy.
Homework is everybody's least favorite part about school. Who wants to take time out of their only time away from school doing homework? Make sure you always do your homework right when you get it. Once you come home from school, do your homework right away so you have more free time after, rather than waiting for the last second to do it. If you don't understand your homework, ask a friend for help, or work your way through the problem. Never guess. Guessing is the easy way out of your problems. It also will never help you understand what you are learning. If you need help, ask your teacher to explain what you are learning about.
With middle school comes a boatload of drama. Rumors, lies, fake friends. Before I go on, I just want to say this may be negative, but there are also many positives. But I want to give you a warning because drama can become bad if you don't handle it the right way. Make sure that you choose your friends with care. Keep the loyal ones close and the fake ones far. Make sure you don't put your trust into the wrong people. Also, make sure not to talk about anyone because everything comes back around to you. Let's just say that you could also be the one that doesn't get involved in drama, and that's good and all, but you need to know what to do and what friends to choose to keep out of it. Sometimes people will trust the wrong people, and it always comes back around to them. Make sure that you know whenever you tell someone something, you can't expect it to stay a secret forever. So if you don't want it out there, keep it to yourself. On top of that, topic brings us to social media. Don't post or say anything on social media if you don't want it out there, because once it's online, it never goes away. Even if you delete it, there's always a chance that someone screenshotted it. To wrap it up, make sure that you are careful with your words and actions so you can make sure to stay out of the drama and be the friendly face everybody wants around.
When you enter middle school, you have a lot of responsibilities that you'll need to juggle along with studying. When you have a ton of other responsibilities, you tend to rush through your work. This is not good. If you rush through your work, then you won't learn anything. I have learned this from my own experiences. You always have to try your hardest, and you will learn a ton and be able to succeed in your classes. You will also understand the topic more if you try your hardest on if you try your hardest in class assignments, projects, and homework. Studying is also a major part of middle school. You have to study. Even if you know the topic really well, there could be some things that you are missing in your brain about what you are learning about. You don't want to go into your test not knowing something just because you didn't go over the topic a couple more times before the test. Always remember to study and try your hardest. Never give up.
Middle school may seem stressful, but it's really not. As long as you keep up with all your classwork, homework, and grades, your middle school year shouldn't be that hard or stressful.
A key topic is to stay organized because that's a big thing that will help you keep and gain good grades. And also just remember to have a good positive attitude because just that alone can help you and everyone around you have a better day.
Thank you for listening to our amazing podcast. We really hope you enjoyed and hope it was helpful for anyone that is an incoming middle schooler. Be sure to consider what we talked about and hopefully you will end up making your middle school year a lot more fun and enjoyable.